briefings from the President and Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia, as well as sessions on corruption prevention, economic growth, industrial development, and bureaucratic reform. Andi Ramdhani reporting.
Marinus Gea, a member of Commission 13 of the Indonesian House of Representatives, called on the Ministry of Immigration and Correctional Services to fully maximize the potential of the non-state tax revenue. In a statement shared on the official YouTube account of the House of Representatives on Monday, Marinus acknowledged the Ministry's efforts to generate non-tax state revenue, but pointed out areas for improvement to optimize its revenue collection.
Di tengah-tengah adanya kekurangan pendapatan penerimaan negara dan saya kira potensi yang sangat
with the country's revenue shortfall, I believe there is enormous potential in non-tax revenue, especially from immigration. According to the data, we see a significant opportunity in the number of Indonesian citizens traveling abroad and foreign nationals entering Indonesia. However, current reports indicate that non-tax revenue is only about 9 trillion rupiah.
Indonesia. Kalau hari ini kita mencatat dari, dan membaca dari berbagai berita bahwa sudah laporkan PNBP itu hanya sekitar 9 triliun.
With the country's revenue shortfall, I believe there is enormous potential in non-tax revenue, especially from the opportunity in the number of Indonesian citizens traveling abroad and foreign national entering Indonesia. However, current reports indicates that PNBP is only around 9 trillion rupiah. Marinus Gea emphasized that with more accurate calculations and better systems to prevent leaks, non-tax state revenue from immigration could significantly increase, extending beyond visas and passports to include residence permits and the growing number of Hajj pilgrims each year. In recent years, Islamic finance in Indonesia has shown significant growth potential, reflecting the country's efforts to become a global hub for Islamic business and finance. Desi Anugranov with the reports.
Head of Supervision for Financial Service Business Conduct Education and Customer Protection at Indonesia Financial Service Authority, Friderika Widyasari Dewi, highlighted on Sunday that Islamic finance in Indonesia is experiencing substantial growth across various sectors, including Islamic fashion, halal food, and Islamic tourism. This is in line with Indonesia's broader vision of positioning itself as a leading global center for Islamic business and finance.
Dari sektor perbankan,
in the banking sector, Islamic banking intermediation has seen positive growth, with financing increasing by 9.9%, reaching 653 trillion rupiah. The market capitalization of Islamic stocks is also on the rise, reflecting a promising trend that we must continue to support. Additionally, the Islamic capital market has expanded with both the market capitalization of Islamic stock and the number of Islamic investors steadily growing. Friderika asks industry players to develop products that are not only easy to understand but also meet the evolving needs of the people.
The next news. Indonesia's Constitutional Court has disqualified a deputy regent candidate in its final decision on election disputes. Ramasidki Pratama brings us more.
On Monday, February 24th, Indonesia's Constitutional Court announced its final rulings on 40 election disputes covering regional elections for governors, regents, and mayors. One key decision was the disqualification of Anggit Kurniawan Nasution, a candidate for deputy regent in Pasaman, West Sumatra. Nasution, a former convict for fraud, was found to have hidden his criminal record despite serving a prison sentence of just under 3 months. In Jakarta, Chief Justice Suhartoyo stated that the court had ordered the local election commission to hold a revote proposal on leadership positions.
Dengan demikian dalam rangka memastikan dan menjamin legitimasi hasil pemilihan umum bupati dan wakil bupati tahun 2024 yang berkeadilan.
To ensure a fair, democratic and legitimate election for Pasaman's region and deputy region in 2024, the court has disqualified Anggit Kurniawan Nasution from the race and ordered a revote without him as a candidate.
Mengikut sertakan Anggit Kurniawan Nasution sebagai calon wakil bupati Kabupaten Pasaman tahun 2024.
Under Indonesian law, former convicts who were sentenced to less than 5 years in prison can still run for office, as long as they openly disclose their past. In addition to Pasaman, the court also ordered re-elections in Mahakam Ulu in East Kalimantan and Bovendigul in South Papua. Tamasiki Pratama reported for Voice of Indonesia.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Regional Head Retreat to Synchronize Central and Regional Government Programs with Ana Prijayakasih.
Today's commentary is on Regional Head Retreat to Synchronize Central and Regional Government Programs. Regional heads resulting from the 2024 simultaneous regional head elections were inaugurated by President Prabowo Subianto last February the 20th. The inauguration, which was also simultaneous, became a note in the history of the inauguration of governors, mayors, regents, and their deputies in Indonesia. One day after the inauguration, 503 regional heads attended a retreat from February the 21st to 28th at the Magelang Military Academy, Central Java. In the context of government, the retreat is an orientation and provision event for regional heads who will lead their regions for the next 5 years. Deputy Minister of Home Affairs, Bima Arya, stated that the regional head retreat aims to improve leadership capacity and understanding of the main tasks of regional heads, astacita or 8 missions of President Prabowo's administration, and the work programs of each ministry. The event, which was also attended by President Prabowo Subianto, aimed to build closeness, emotional bonds, and also team building to strengthen synergy in the future. The retreat activity received pros and cons from many parties. One of the highlights was the cost which was charged to the state budget. While in fact, currently, President Prabowo Subianto is implementing budget efficiency in various sectors. There is also certain political party leader who for some reasons objected to its cadres who were elected as regional head attending the retreat. Regardless of the pros and cons, the retreat has actually become a mandate of the law. The head of the Presidential Communication Office, Hasan Nasbi, stated that the retreat has been stated in law, which mandates that the Ministry of Home Affairs and the National Defense Institute are required to provide training to elected regional heads. He emphasized that the retreat is an efficiency step that has been calculated by combining two trainings for regional heads. From the orientation and briefing programs for regional heads, many things can be gained and strengthened in their leadership, including establishing collaboration and coordination between regions in implementing programs that have the same goals. The regional heads retreat can be a driving force for synchronizing central and regional government programs. This can be an initial coordination so that the priority programs of the central government can be realized in each region optimally. Well, that was commentary.
Listeners, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world. Listener, O Asmara is a song that is popularized by Kobo Kaneiro, a song that, with a duration of 4 minutes 7 seconds, is a song released first with the title O Asmara that's released on 28th of March 2023, and this music reached 2 track songs, and one of which is O Asmara Instrumental.
tingkatmu. Oh asma, biar ketika cinta wirim matamu. Oh asma, berdebar tanya ku di dekatmu.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Tanpa tujuan, aku ingin berhenti. Lelah aku mengarungi. Aku ingin bersandar, menikmati bintang berpijar. Jatuh, aku sudah benar-benar luluh. Yang aku lihat terang, yang ku lihat masa depan, hangat dalam dekapan. Aku merasa sedang sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, hanya kaulah artiku.
Listeners, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Ujung Kulon National Park, one of the most important national parks and nature conservation sites in Indonesia and even the world. Not only the beauty of the lowland tropical forest, the one-horned rhino is also an attraction of this location. In addition, the location of savanna fields, hot springs, and mangrove forests are also the best attractions when visiting Ujung Kulon National Park. The national park is located on the westernmost peninsula of Java Island, along with several smaller islands such as Pechang Island, Hanulam Island, and Panaitan Island. The highest location is Honje Mountain. Apart from these islands, we can visit Sanghyang Sirah Cave in the west of Ujung Kulon Peninsula. You can also enjoy the culture of the local community, which is crowded with visitors during the Maulid and Muharram months of the Hijri year. As a characteristic of the national park in Ujung Kulon, we can see the natural habitat of various types of protected animals, such as the Javan rhinoceros, deer, antelope, buffalo, various types of primates, and birds. By trekking through the forest and savanna grasslands, we'll see the wild natural views. Besides the Javan rhino, in Ujung Kulon, we can also see the Javan owa, one of the protected primates that can be found in Curug Cikajang. Listener, to visit Ujung Kulon National Park, you can go via Labuan City in Banten Province by using boat to one of the islands. In Ujung Kulon, there are also various telecommunication network facilities, electricity, and clean water. Tourism facilities such as accommodation, information centers, tour guides, and transportation are also available. UNESCO has declared that the Ujung Kulon area is a World Heritage Nature Reserve. Well, listeners, that ends today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Everything is amazing, just like the song from Yuka Tamada with Luar Biasa, because who knew what will happen and it will be amazing.
Di saat ku sepi, kau menemani. Di saat ku sedih, kau menghibur hati. Di saat ku pergi, kau setia menanti. Kau cinta sejati, cinta sejati. Di saat ku gerak, kau memadamkannya. Saat ku menyerah, kau beri semangat. Di saat ku lelah, kau beri kekuatan. Kau luar biasa, luar biasa. Di saat ku gerak, kau memadamkan.
listener, BSSN had tasked with guarding national single data confidentially. The National Cyber and Crypto Agency had Nugroho Sulistyo Budi was tasked with overseeing the confidentiality of the national single data. The directive was given directly to him by President Prabowo Subianto. The National Single Data Initiative follows Presidential Instruction No. 4 of 2025. This initiative aims to unify and streamline government data to ensure precise targeting of social assistance programs and improve data harmonization across various agencies. The initiative involves consolidating data from multiple sources, including the Unified Database for Social Welfare, Initial Data Collection for the Social and Economic Registry, and the Social and Economic Registry with inputs from the National Civil Registration and other databases.
Thank you.
Hundreds of regional heads have joined Retreat Magalang Central Java. The retreat is considered to have provide positive impacts for the regional leaders. How important is it for those and what are the goals of the retreat? Here is the response of the spokesperson of the President's Communication Office, Dede Prayudi.
Right, the first one is to strengthen the knowledge of all Indonesian sub-national government leaders on certain highly important issues such as geopolitics, clean governance, and effective as well as efficient budgeting. That's the first one. And second of all, to build chemistry and emotional and psychological bound amongst these leaders, as we all know, that our existing problems today require collaboration between sub-national governments in order to be solved, of course, because of the increasing economic, social, cultural, political ties amongst people from different regions in the country. And the third one, it is actually a momentum for the central government to listen to the sub-national leaders' aspiration. Well, as a matter of fact, unlike the previous retreat, the ministerial retreat happened last year, the today's retreat, the communication line actually goes bottom-up, instead of top-down. So in the last year's retreat, the communication line went top down, and today's retreat, the communication line goes bottom up.
Listeners, for more details, check out the VOI Talk, How Important is Retreat in Magalang, on our YouTube channel at VOI_official.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listeners, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from Central Java entitled Sakentang Sakentung. The song was composed by Rizky Abdullah. The song Sakentang Sakentung is one of the winners of the 2023 Nusantara Regional Song Creation Competition. According to Rizky, the song was inspired by his childhood. The lyrics tells the story of a child playing on Sunday, playing in the rice fields and rides a buffalo. The song also has a message that we can live in harmony and peace together. Well, listener, here is the song Sakentang Sakentung by Rizky Abdullah. Enjoy!
Dina minggu aku metu dolan karo kanca nungani sawahan numpak kebo karo ne pangan kuya kuyu seneng ra karuan urip kue ora mendewekan tepos liro kutunggo cekelan mending meneng ora sah cangkeman daripada bubar kekancanan. Sakentang, sakentung kan di lambung percangkung bebek kan tikung manu jalak santarian. Sakentang, sakentung kan di lambung percangkung bebek kan tikung manu jalak santarian. Dina minggu aku metutulan karo kanca nunganing sawahan numpak kebo karo meh pangan kuya kuyu seneng ra karuan urip kue ora mung dewekan tepos liro kudu enggo cekelan mending meneng ora sah cangkeman daripada bubar kekancanan. Sakentang, sakentung kan di lambung bercangkung bebek kan tikung madu jalak santarian. Sakentang, sakentung kan di lambung bercangkung bebek kan tikung madu jalak santarian. Bocah wadon sing ayu dewek laka-laka sing paling molek wong lanang melek nek orang ngesuk mangan tembelek. Tung sakentang, sakentung kan di lambung
di lambung bercantum bebekan tikus manusia lantan tarian. Tusak kentang tak ketukar di lambung bercantum bebekan tikus manusia lantan tarian. Sakentang sakentung kati lambung bercangkung bebek kantiku manut jalak sasarean. Tung sakentang sakentung kati lambung bercangkung bebek kantiku manut jalak sasarean.
Right now we are listening to Afghan featuring Sonau with X. But you know what's X? Our X mark in the Twitter, where you can follow us in Twitter and VOI official.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia on Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing Indonesian vocabulary and guide you to speak in Indonesian language. This program is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and Language Development Agency in Indonesia Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is the Bobo. The Bobo, which means in Bobo. You will listen to a conversation about bagaimana ceritanya. Bagaimana ceritanya, which means what is the story behind it? Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a guard at Buton Palace Fort in Bobo, Southeast Sulawesi. Chris was responding to the guard's story about some sacred stone at Buton Palace Fort, and here is the conversation.
Batu Popaua ini dianggap sakral oleh masyarakat Buton.
Bagaimana ceritanya, Bu?
Konon, batu ini menjadi tempat pertama kali Sultan pertama Buton menginjakan kaki.
After listening to the conversation, I'd like to introduce you to some vocab and expressions related to today's topic. Bagaimana ceritanya? Bagaimana ceritanya? Which means, what is the story behind it? I will say it two times slowly and please repeat after me. Bagaimana? Bagaimana? How? Ceritanya? Ceritanya? Which means, the story. Bagaimana ceritanya, Bu? Bagaimana ceritanya, Bu? Which means, how is the story? Or, what is it about? Or, what is the story behind it? Batu, batu, which means stone. Sakral, sakral, which means sacred. Masyarakat Buton, masyarakat Buton, which means the people of Buton. Konon, konon, which means people say. Menjadi, menjadi, which means turns into. Tempat, tempat, which means place. Pertama kali, which means the first time. Sultan, sultan, which means sultan. Menginjakan kaki, which means set foot. In the conversation, you will hear the expression, bagaimana ceritanya? Bagaimana ceritanya? Which means, what is the story behind it? In the expression, there is the phrase, or the word, bagaimana? Bagaimana? Which means, how? Which Indonesians use to ask about an event or something that happens? The phrase, bagaimana ceritanya? Is actually asking about the story behind something. The word bagaimana, bagaimana, which means how, is usually followed by ceritanya, ceritanya, kisahnya, kisahnya, or kejadiannya, kejadiannya, which means the story or the event. Other examples. Let's listen to another example of using bagaimana, which means how, in asking about an event or how something happened. Semalam ada pencurian di rumah saya. Semalam ada pencurian di rumah saya, which means someone breaks into my house last night.
Bagaimana kejadiannya? Bagaimana kejadiannya?
Which means how did it happen?
Konon candi ini dibangun dalam satu malam. Konon candi ini dibangun dalam satu malam.
Which means they say this temple was built in one night.
Bagaimana kisahnya? Bagaimana kisahnya?
Which means tell me the story behind it. Buton Palace Fort was a Buton Sultanate defense fort built in the 16th century. It is located in Bawau City, Buton Island, Saudi Sulawesi. The fort was known as Walia Fortress. The word Walio means the people who live in Buton and Bawau, Saudi Sulawesi, or a language spoken by the people of Walio. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Batu Popaua ini dianggap sakral oleh masyarakat Buton.
Bagaimana ceritanya, Bu?
Konon, batu ini menjadi tempat pertama kali Sultan pertama Buton menginjakan kaki.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about bagaimana ceritanya, which means what is the story behind it. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve, sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for listener and all of you who are tuning in Indonesia today. My name is Ray, and for those of you who want to send critic suggestion and also information, you can send it through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. And for those of you who have email account in VOI at voinews.id and maybe want to send live through our WhatsApp chat, you can send it through our WhatsApp and +62 821 2381 2130. My name is Ray, and thank you for tuning in Voice of Indonesia. And stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
これは Voice of Indonesia です。日本語で放送されている Voice of Indonesia は、インドネシアに関するニュース、情報、エンターテインメントだけでなく、さまざまな情報を提供します。周波数 332kHz および4755kHz で、またはウェブサイト www.foinews.id および LL デジタルアプリケーション KU で毎日放送を視聴したりアクセスしたりできます。
Selamat malam, kumbang wa. 今日2025年2月24日、私、エンゲルが1時間の日本語放送を送り出します。今日はニュース、インドネシアの音楽、それともいろいろなインドネシアの情報をお届けします。次はニュースをお伝えします。引き続き、周波数 3325kHz や 4755kHz から Voice of Indonesia の放送を聞きください。リスナーの皆さん、ニュースです。今日の見出しは、在インドネシア日本大使は、インドネシアと日本との人的交流の拡大を期待する。財務大臣地方首長に対し、地域開発の資金調達でイノベーションを促す。財務大臣オランダに、インドネシアの優先プログラム支援を優先。最初のニュースです。在インドネシア日本大使の正木康氏は、インドネシアと日本のあらゆる分野における協力関係が一層強化されることを期待しています。特に両国の国民同士の交流を増やすことの重要性を強調しました。2月20日木曜日、ジャカルタで開催された天皇誕生日祝賀レセプションにおいて、正木大使は、より多くのインドネシア人が学生が日本での教育を継続することを期待していると述べました。すべての分野において協力を強化する必要がありますが、個人的には人的交流が非常に重要だと考えています。現在多くのインドネシア人が学生が観光客、技能労働者として日本に来ていますが、その数をさらに増やしたいと思っています。私の使命の一つは、日本で学ぶインドネシア人学生の数を増やすことです。現在、日本の大学では、英語で授業を行うところも多く、日本語が高度にできなくても学べる環境があります。僕の大学が留学生を受け入れているので、これからより多くのインドネシア人学生が日本の大学を留学先として選んでくれることを願っています。また、正木大使はインドネシアには日本で大きく求められている労働力があると述べ、人材交流の分野でも協力が拡大することを期待しています。彼によると、インドネシアの労働者は非常に献身的であり、日本では現在、医療、製造業、農業、水産業、サービス業などの分野で多くのインドネシア人が活躍しているということです。次に、インドネシアのスリムリアニ・インドラワティ財務大臣は、地方首長に対し、地域開発の資金調達において、革新的な方法を模索するよう促しました。2月23日日曜日の夜、中部ジャバ州マグランのリーダル渓谷陸部士官学校で開催された地方首長向けのリトリート研修で、スリムリアニ大臣は、地方政府は国家予算や地方予算に関して依存せずで、資金調達の創造性を発揮できると述べました。スリムリアニ氏は地方政府が民間セクターを含む様々な関係者と協力し、活用できる多くの資金調達スキームがあることを説明しました。またそれに創意工夫を凝らして開発資金を調達している地方政府の取り組みを高く評価しました。最後のニュースです。インドネシアの数業の外務大臣は、オランダ訪問中に、リック・スコフ首相及びカスパル・フェルトカンプ外務大臣と会談しました。2月23日日曜日に、ジャカルタの外務省が発表した